Montana State News Network.
Montana is heading for the hottest weekend yet of 2026, with most areas into the 90s this weekend and a few places well into triple digits. The National Weather Service says high pressure building over the Northern Rockies will create a range of highs west of the divide from 85 degrees all the way up to 105. The hottest temperatures will be in the valleys of central Idaho and the Bitterroot, extending into northwest Montana. East of the divide, there's actually an extreme heat watch now posted from Saturday morning through Sunday night for all of the counties along the eastern border, with a possible peak as warm as 110 degrees in the Yellowstone River Valley. Overnight temperatures won't help much either, only cooling into the mid-70s. Some locations around Billings, in fact, are into the purple or level 4 on that heat risk index, so take it seriously. Bozeman and other points in southwest Montana will peak somewhere in the low 90s. Missoula taking a big step forward in protecting the health of the Bitterroot River. The city of Missoula's Public Works and Mobility Department has secured over $1 million in funding from the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. The grant will allow the city to install advanced infrastructure designed to capture emerging contaminants from stormwater in the city before they ever reach the Bitterroot River. Stormwater Superintendent Tracy Campbell notes that the project will be fully covered by the state funding, meaning it comes at no cost to local taxpayers. The work is going to focus on putting in filtering systems to filter out pesticide-related compounds identified, especially in the Paddy Creek watershed. Construction details and timelines are expected to be finalized over the coming months. And speaking of water, a new report from the Montana DNRC reports the summer outlook is a little grim, especially east of the mountains. The agency notes that above average temperatures and lack of spring precipitation means many of those reservoirs and areas east of the divide are going to be pretty dry, as we're looking at hot, dry weather continuing over the next few months. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
The Motor Vehicle Division.